We began talking about Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, the unique mitzvah of Shabbos, the Matana Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us from His treasure. We spoke about the experience of Shabbos. We started our discussion by reading through some of the lines of the liturgy of HaShabbos Noam HaNeshamos, HaShvi Oneg HaRuchos, Eden HaNeshamos from Rav Aaron Mikarlin. And of course, we discussed the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about the Shabbos that He wants to give this gift to Klal Yisrael as an exclusive gift to the people of Israel. No other nation will have the Shabbos. We spoke about the Shabbos as the day of the Neshama. And we mentioned briefly the Slonim Rebbe and what he has to say about Shabbos. And he points out that there are many unique features to Shabbos. Shabbos is so severe that a Machal Shabbos is considered like an Oved Avodas Kochavim. On the other hand, someone who's Mekayim the Shabbos is considered like a full-fledged Jew. And someone who's Shomer Shabbos Kilchasa is Mochlin Lo, even if he was Oved Avodas Zara. We spoke about the fact that the Avoda of Shabbos is to somehow merit or experience the Ha'ara, that light of Kedusha Shabbos, Zohar V'Shamar, in one place, in Parshas Yisro, in Sefer Shmos, Zohar Siyom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. In Parshas Vaschanon, Shomer Siyom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And we spoke about the fact that Shomer and Zohar, according to the Ramban, represent two different dimensions of Shabbos. Shomer is the female, is the Nekeva, and Zohar, Milosh and Zohar, is the male. Shomar is the Losaseh, Zohar is the Essay. Shomar is at night, and Zohar is by day. We mentioned that even though in the Seder HaParshi we find that Zohar comes first and Shomar second, but Rav Shlomo Alkobetz in Hilchot Dodi switches the order. He's got Shomar first and Zohar second. And this parallels what we saw in the Ramban, that Shomer is B'knisas HaShabbos at night, the feminine aspect, Zohar, the male aspect, is the daytime. And therefore Shomer comes first, and then Zohar, that's the Seder HaDvarim, and the way we observe the Shabbos. We pointed out that in Parshas Ki Tisa, sometimes the word Shabbos is written in Yachid as one Shabbos, and sometimes it's written in Rabim Shabsosai as more than one Shabbos. We spend quite a bit of time with the Avodraham. The Avodraham writes that on Shabbos we have three different tefillos. We've got Ata Kidashta, we have Yismach Moshe, we have the Ata Echad. Yontif, we find one tefillah that's identical after Atvar Hatanu for Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha. And the Avodraham points out in two different ways why Shabbos is unique. Number one, he says that Shabbos is called a Kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasan. And that's unique to Shabbos. And when we speak about the relationship between the Chasan and Kala, it develops through three stages. And these are represented by the three tefillos. We have the first stage of marriage, which is at night. That's Kiddushin. Then we get up to the second stage of marriage, which is Nisuin with Ksuba. And finally, we reach the apex of Ahayu L'Basar Echad of Yichud. And that's the Ata Echad, the Shimcha Echad of Tefillas Mincha. He also mentions that there are three major paradigms of Shabbos. There's Shabbos Bracious, there's Shabbos of Matan Torah, and there's the Shabbos of Lasid Lavo, and the three tefillos parallel those three Shabbosos. The last thing that we mentioned is that the Magen Avraham tells us that on Leil Shabbos we say V'yanuchu Va in Lashon Nekeva. On the day of Shabbos we have a V'yanuchu Vo in Lashon Zohar, and Mincha V'yanuchu Vam, which represents the apex, the Yichud, as we said, the Zohar and the Keva together, V'hayu L'Basar Echad. We wanted to clarify What are these different dimensions of Nekeva on Leil Shabbos, of Zohar on the Yom HaShabbos, the bow and the bow and the bow, I should say, in that order. And we spoke about trying to set for our goal some sort of indication or clarification to illuminate why we start with Nekeva at night, and that's the Bechina of Shamar, and then we move up through our avod of Shabbos to the experience of Zohar of the male element, and finally, after Shomer v'Zohar, we reach the element of the apex of Shabbos, the unity of Shomer v'Zohar, the Achdus and the Yochid and the Ato Echad. Try to get a grasp on how that avoda of Shabbos develops and how it evolves from the beginning of Shabbos until the end of Shabbos, and then how perhaps Shabbos projects us to the week to come. And before we try to look into the Sfarim, we just want to mention that in Parshas Ki Tisa, Shabbos is called an Os, and it's interesting, the word after Os, Achash Absosai Tishmo Ki Os, the word after Os is Hey Vav Aleph, which literally is who in Lashon Zohar. But the Kree, the way we read it, is he, as if it was written Hey Yud Aleph, which is Lashon Nekeva. So once again, we see that Shabsosai, the plural, reflects the double, the dual nature of Shabbos, the Zohar and the Shamar, the Nekeva and the male, those two elements are Shabsosai, and that's the Os Hu, which is also Os He. And the bow and the bum. To give us a beginning and start, shall we say, breaking ground here, because everything is still a little bit up in the air, although we did many mefarshim, we saw the Ramban, we saw the Avudraham, but nevertheless, we need to get a little bit more of an insight into these two dimensions of Shamar and Zohar, or as the Ramban would have it, Nekeva and Zohar. And we want to look into the Michtav. The title of the essay of the Michtav Melio of Rav Elio Dessler is Nitzotzei Noga, Shabbos, and it's called Givel Bechinot, three dimensions, three aspects. And he starts by referring to the Magen Avraham, that at night we say Venuchu Va, during the morning we say Yenuchu Vo, and at Mincha Yenuchu Vam. And the reason he says is that at night, as we enter into the Shabbos coming from Chol, the Shabbos itself as an entity is Mibchinas Nukva. Nukva means a Mekabeles, he says. Onutzrichim lashpia lo kedusha vehi Mibchinas Kala haMekabeles. So I assume that Rav Dessler is basing himself on much earlier sources, which he doesn't quote. There are no footnotes here. So we'll take it from Rav Dessler, who's almost the contemporary, and he says that Shabbos at night, the Nekeva aspect is a Mekabeles. It's a recipient. And it sort of, in a sense, means it needs some sort of something has to impact on the Shabbos. And who has the impact on the Shabbos? He says, Anu tzrichim lashpiola. You see, this for me, Berzahan, is a big chiddush. It really changes what I would have understood, because I always thought that Shabbos Bereishis represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaimei. There's nothing that we really do, there's no role that we play actively to impact on the Shabbos. On the contrary, the Shabbos is impacting on us. But I did hear once from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik that there are two dimensions to Shabbos. Although Shabbos fundamentally is Kviyah V'Kaimah, the Kedusha is given, it comes down in the Shemayim. Nevertheless, there's also a Chiyuv on us to be Mekadesh the Shabbos. But I would have thought that Chiyuv on us to be Mekadesh the Shabbos is secondary and it comes later. And in the first stage, for sure, Shabbos is Kedusha Kviyah V'Kaimah, and we are really accepting the Shabbos passively. And I would have said that when the Ramban speaks about Leil Shabbos in terms of being in a Keva, and the Magen Avraham says V'yanuchu Va, that would mean that we, Klal Yisrael, are totally passive, receiving, as it were, the Shabbos. The Shabbos comes to greet us. We open the door for the Shabbos. but we are totally Shevi Altas. We are Mekablim. But this is not the Michta Meliyahu's approach. So my approach for the time being is on the back burners. We'll see if anybody reflects that approach. But he's saying, no, on the contrary, B'Knisat HaShabbat, we play the active role. The Shabbos as an entity is begging for some impact. Somebody has to impact on the Shabbos, and he writes, Anu Tzrichim Lashpia La Kedusha. We have to be Mashpia, we have to impact on the Shabbos Kedusha. Vehi, and the Shabbos itself, is B'mchinas Kala HaMekabelas, the female element that is the recipient, if you will, the Shevi Altas, has to be shaped and formed. And now we have the responsibility as we enter into Shabbos to shape and form the Shabbos. So perhaps, according to Michta Valio, we could say that our element of Zohar as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, our mitzvah to be Mekabel the Shabbos, and in essence to be Mekadish the Shabbos, that's with the Knesset HaShabbos. And this would reflect the opinion of many, many Rishonim that the mitzvah of Kiddush is specifically Friday night. What we do on Shabbos day is not the real Makoi Kiddush. Perhaps one could say that the Kiddush at night is Doraisa, the Kiddush by day is Rabbanan. Perhaps the Kiddush by night is Doraisa, the Kiddush by day is Mishu Minog. Or maybe the Kiddush by day is an extension of the Kiddush at night in some sense, a Hashlama. But whatever it is, we start with the Kiddush at night, and that's our active performance in Michta Melio terms, in which we actively are Mashpia, the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now, the Kedusha of Shabbos is set in place. It's, so to speak, engraved in stone. It exists as an entity. B'yom, now we get to the day. Kishashabbos is Chatzkov is Basisa. It's like now the Shabbos is already strong, well-founded and well-established. Then he, meaning the Shabbos itself, Nefeches Lebchinas Duchra, she becomes a male, so to speak. Shabbos now goes from Nekeva to Zohar. Mashpia, now the Shabbos is Mashpia. It's almost like a boomerang, it's a boomerang theory. You know, like you talk about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh in and of itself has no sanctity, has no special status, it's a secular weekday. We add, by declaring Rosh Chodesh, a Kedusha to Rosh Chodesh, and now it bounces back and it generates Chiyuvim. Now the entity of Rosh Chodesh takes on a personality. In the case of Shabbos, Shabbos has a sort of low-key passive personality when it emerges at night. But after our avodah, our work to be mashpia, the kedusha of Shabbos, now by day, the Shabbos itself has its own personality, becomes an active element, it becomes zachar and it's mashpia, and it sanctifies us. So it's very interesting, we start with our sanctity to sanctify the Shabbos, then Shabbos is his basis, so it becomes very founded, very strong. An immune system, and it is now has its own living entity, its personality, its kedusha. That kedusha now bounces back and is mekadesh us. We start to be mekadesh now. The Shabbos mekadesh us, and that's the movement in both directions. Then he says we get to mincha, and what does mincha mean? His achdus mashpia u'mushpa. The two elements of Shabbos integrate to form one entity, Yachad. Sheskulasom lahamid toldos. And now in the male and female elements, or I should say female and male going in that direction, integrate to form one synthesis. Now the male and female can give birth to toldos. And these toldos are not physical, obviously, but rather are spiritual in nature, ruchanim. And the Kedusha Shabbos Yashpia Kedusha L'Shavua Ba. Where are those peros? How does the Kedusha Shabbos that reaches its apex, Mincha time, express itself? What impact does it have? It has an impact on the week to come. And if you take a look in the Ramah, in Arachayim Simu Reish Ayin Dalid, he says that on Leil Shabbos, we should cut the bottom challah first, And that represents the impact that we're having on the Nekeva. And then Biyom Al Elyona. And during the day, we cut the Elyona, means Shabbos is already established. Now the Shabbos from the bottom is sort of being Mashpia upwards to the top Challah. And the Rambam adds Vatam Wal Derech Kabbalah. And that Kabbalah really, again, in its original form, it's probably way more abstract and complex than what we're making it out to be. But in this form, as it, so to speak, I don't know what word to use, it reveals itself to our hasagas, our comprehension. It's at the bottom challah is the nukva, is the nekeva, and the top challah is the zohar. Now, if we take this Michtam Elio and move forward, we would like to analyze an essay that is written by Rav David Cohen, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Shlita, and it is published in a sefer called Yemei HaChanukah. And oddly enough, in that book about Yemei HaChanukah, We've quoted him in his other sefer Yemei HaPurim, but here the Yemei HaChanukah has an entire essay called Kuntres Mekadshei Shvi, which obviously is dedicated to Shabbos. And he begins by quoting the parsha in Kitisa, and there we see Ki Osi Beini Uveinichem Udorosechem Odas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, and we have these two elements already up front describing Shabbos on the one hand as an os, and on the other hand, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that Hashem sanctifies us. Then the Torah says, v'shomer ne'isos haShabbos, etc. Osi liolam ki sheshis yomim asa Hashem es shemayim ves haaretz uvayom hashvi shavas v'nafash. So we have the os of Shabbos, and we have ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. We have psukim that Shabbos is an os, ki sheshis yom asah Shabbos shemayim ves yom shavas v'nafash. And we want to know what these osos are all about. Again, this osi beini uveinichem and osi liolam, etc. Why are the osos of Shabbos divided in this way? And the parasha begins with the os of Kedushas Yisrael, because it says ki os hi beini uveinichem l'das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. That os is the Kedushas Yisrael. Hashem sanctifies us through the os of Shabbos. And at the end of the parasha, we talk about the os of Brias Shamayim Va'aretz. Osi liyom ki sheshis yom asa Hashem. So the first os is the os of Hashem being mekadish us. The second is the os of Maisa Bereishis of God's creation of the universe. Interesting, the two Lashonos, he points out, that in one pasuk it says, Ach eshav sosai tishmoru, in plural, and then in the next pasuk, Gishom b'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos, in yachid, in Lashon yachid. Then, Rav David Cohen quotes the Ramban that we've seen before. The Ramban speaks about the fact that Zohar es yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho, in Sefer Shmos, Shomer es yom ha-shabbos in Sefer Dvarim, but B'dibur Echa Nemru, Zohar is connected to Zohar, and Shomer connected to Nekeva. And the Torah says, Shabsosai Tishmoru, it doesn't say Shabbos, but Shabsosai, because, says the Ramban, Shabbos is plural, it's Zohar and Nekeva. And Shomer Shabbos Mechallo Ushmartem Es HaShabbos Ki Kodeshi Lochem Mechalem Os Yumas. This Shabbos and that Shabbos, the two Shabbos, the two dimensions of Shabbos. The Shabbos has the dimension of Zohar, which is the Zohar, and the Shabbos has the dimension of the Keva, which is Shomer. And we have to understand the Ramban, what are these two dimensions of Shabbos? What is the male? What is the female? And what does the Ramban mean by saying that the Torah opens by saying two Shabbosos at the beginning of the parasha, in Kitisa, and then at the end of the parasha, Veshomnei Sosa Shabbos in Loshen Yochid. The Ramban embellishes this by quoting the Sefer HaBoira from the Chuni Ben Akana, the Sod Gadol, that Schira is by day, Shmira is by night. And what we can get out of this is that Zohar, which is the Bechina of Shabbos by day, Shomer the Bechina of Kala, of Nekeva at night, and that somehow the Bechina of Shabbos as Nekeva must be identified with the night, where the Bechina of Shabbos as Zohar must be identified with the day, and we want to understand that. The tour in Sima Reish Tzadi Beis speaks about the fact that there are Gimel and Yoni Tfilos. During the Shabbos, we have three different Tfilos, Ata Kidashti, Yismach Moshe, Ata Echad. And he says, Ata Kidashta Keneged Shabbos Breishis, and Yismach Moshe Keneged Shabbos Shomat and Torah. And finally, Ata Echad Keneged Shabbos Shalosin Lavo. We've seen this in the Avudraham. So we have here in the Seder Atfilos, Gimel Shabbosos, Leil Shabbos is Keneged Shabbos Breishis, Shabbos by day Keneged Shabbos Matan Torah. What does this have to do with the Ramban that Shabbos at night is the Bechina of Nekeva, Shabbos by day is the Bechina of Zohar? And we begin by presenting the thesis that Zohar is the Mashpia and Nekeva is the Mekabelis. And here in the Kuntres of Mekadshei Shvi of Reb David Cohen, he quotes Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, who has a drush of Parsha Zohar, in which he writes that Kol HaOlam Kol El Zohar Nekeva Mashpia Mekabel Umatzinu Shtei Bechinos Elu B'Shabbos. And then he quotes the Meshech Chochman Parshas Achimos HaShabbos Hu Mushpa. And why is the Shabbos called a Mushpa, meaning a Nekeva? Because Mishlo Torach Be'erev Shabbos Lo Yochol B'Shabbos Hu Might Mechen Nekol Tzorakom Be'erev Shabbos. We have to prepare for Shabbos. And then he says Shabbos Hu Gamkein Mashpia Hu Mekor HaBrocha Vayevarcheu Shashabbos Nosen Shefa. So these are the two dimensions of Shabbos, the male and the female. These two aspects of Shabbos represent the Mashpia and the Mushpa. The Mushpa is the Shabbos Nekeva, and the Mashpia is the Shabbos of Zohar. Then he goes and he quotes the Michtam Elio, as we saw before, that at night, Shabbos, as it enters, needs, it's a mushpa, it needs a mashpia, and that mashpia expresses itself in the Shabbos by day in the element of Zohar. Together, the Shabbos reaches its culmination with Zohar and Shamar as one element, as one unity, Yachad, and that's going to be Mincha time, which is Keneged, the influence of Shabbos during the entire week, the impact of Shabbos on the week to come. And Rav David Cohen summarizes this by saying that Leil Shabbos is Nekeva because we have to be Mashpia Kedusha. Shabbos by day, on the other hand, is Zohar, and we are Mushpa from the Kedusha Shabbos. And then he quotes the Arachayim HaKadosh, who writes, Halayla, who mebechinas mashkos ramban or hamesiaches elof kalav who bechinas shomar hayom bechinas or elyon. So the two classifications or categories of or, one is called or hamesiaches, and the other is called or elyon. And the or hamesiaches elof kala, the or at night is related to the kala, that's bechinas shomar. The or during the day, which is in our Elyon, is related to the Chasan, and he's the Mashpia. Again, this all makes sense in terms of the way we cut the Chal, because at night, the focal point and primary is the bottom. That represents not the Or Elyon, but rather the Or Mesiaches El of Kala, which is the bottom, which is the Mushpa, that's the Bechin of Shomar. And the day already, we're being Mashpia on Shabbos, In the day when the process of being mashpia on Shabbos has reached its culmination, and Shabbos is now a full-blown kedushin entity unto itself, it now is mashpia, and the Shabbos becomes a zohar as a mashpia, in a sense bouncing back the light that it received at night as an akeva, as a mushpa. Now it's a mashpia. And he quotes the Vilna Gaon, he talks about mushpa and mashpia in terms of losas and asay. You may remember, we didn't mention it today, but last time that the Ramban identifies shamar as a losase, which is the nekeva at night, whereas zohar is bechinas asay, mitzvah asay, and that's the zohar by day. And so here in the Gaon, the Isha reflects Shamar because she is Shevi Alta. So the Ish, as the active element of Ashpia, is the Bechina of Kumva Asei, and that's Zohar. Now, we're going to skip a few paragraphs here because it's a very long presentation, and I want to get to the punchline. He writes the following, that Shnei and Yonim Elu Shabbos Bayom Shabbos Balayla, he says that these two dimensions reflect what the Torah said in Reish Tzadi Beis, that Shabbos at night is Keneged Shabbos Shel Briyas HaOlam, Shabbos by day Keneged Shabbos Matan Torah. He says the following, that the beginning of Shabbos, which is Laila, Shabbos is a mushpas. She has to receive a hashpa, to receive shefa of kedusha. And then by day, Shabbos is a mashpia because it received the hashpa last night. It was makabel the shefa, and now it has a kedusha of its own, and it can influence and generate kedusha and sanctify us by day. He says, in Yonishal Shabbos lekabel hashpas kedusha mikoch Shabbos breishis. Why is the nighttime the mushpas, when the Shabbos needs to receive the shef of kedusha, why is it breishis? And he says, because Shabbos breishis is the Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam, was mashpia kedusha Shabbos. So the initial erasis of Shabbos is the first Shabbos, Shabbos Breishis, that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to be Mashpia on the Shabbos. And that's Keneged Shamar. Shamar at night is Keneged Shabbos Breishis. That's the root of Kedusha Shabbos. And Shabbos now, whatever it is, it's Breishis. It's a Kedusha Shabbos that was initiated by and created by the Borei. Any Kedusha Shabbos was generated by the Borei Olam, God as the creator of the universe, the seventh day. However, Omnam, he says, Koch Hashpashal Shabbos / Pia Mikdushasa, but the power, the energy force of Shabbos to engender, to generate its own Kedusha, that is reflected in the avoda of Zohar, of Shabbos by day, which is given to Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael receives that koach to be active and to be a mashpia from Matan Torah. The Torah itself becomes the agent, the energy force for Klal Yisrael to be mashpia kedusha on the Shabbos. So we really move here, we develop in this stage, in this sequence, from Shabbos of Maisa Breishis, which is the Kedusha coming from Hashem, to Shabbos of Matan Torah, which is our ability to perpetuate or to propel and generate a Kedusha in this world through the mitzvahs that were given at Matan Torah. Here he has a quote from the Ramchal in the Sefer Das Tfudos. Ubeboam el Har Sinai noslem ha'adom baruch hu kol ha'yokar ha'magia lohem lishtalim v'mitzius v'yoz noslem t'chila koach lishmar kol mitzvosov v'maaseyem v'avodosel yasu pri atov as a tikkun of bria. He says that now that we came to our Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, which we use in turn to perfect the reality, the existence of everything, and that's called tikkun abria. So Matan Torah clearly gives the koach, the power to Klal Yisrael to be mashpia, to achieve something through their actions. That's the bechin of Zohar, to be mashpia. And Shabbos now is mashpas kedusha. Now the Shabbos itself, having been sanctified in its full-blown kedusha, is mashpas. It itself becomes the source that perpetuates kedusha. So from the avoda of Zohar of Klal Yisrael to be mashpia the kedusha Shabbos in the bria, is then the kedusha of Shabbos like a kedusha that is engendered by Matan Torah when Klal Yisrael received their power to be mashpia, as we saw in the Das Tfuros. Now Shabbos by day turns itself, transforms itself into a zohar, into a mashpia, and that parallels Matan Torah. So we have achieved through zohar the hashpah. Shabbos is now complete, and the Shabbos now is activated to perpetuate kedusha. And if that be the case, when we go back to Kitisa, Acher Shabsosei Tishmoru Ki Osi Beini Veinichem Udorsech Ladaski Ani Hashem Akashachem, it means that the Shabbos is the Yisod, it's the foundation of Kedushas Yisrael, Ki Ani Hashem Akashachem, through the Shabbos. The Kedushas Shabbos is going to generate Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael itself is dependent on and is generated by the Kedusha Shabbos. So whereas Yontif is called Kulei Kedushas Yisrael, Shabbos has the element of Kedushas Borei Olam, Kedushas Har Sinai, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael the ability to achieve such a level of Kedusha. And the Achesh Absosei Tishmoru is Beloshin Rabim, because Kedushas Yisrael depends upon Kedushas Shabbos, both in terms of Shamar at night and Zohar during the day. The two combine, integrate to form a Kedushas Yisrael, to engender Kedushas Yisrael. He writes, Mischabros Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas Shabbos Beis Drachim. The integration of Kedushas Yisrael, of the people of Israel, with the Kedusha of Shabbos is a twofold process. Number one, Hei Mashpim al Kedusha Shabbos, meaning Klal Yisrael, through their Kedusha, sanctify the Shabbos, while Yidei Zei Mushpoim mi Kedusha, so then they get up to the level of being Mushpa. Leil Shabbos is the Bechin of Shomar, the Bechina Shabbos Nekeva, Shah Shabbos Mushpas, Al Yidei Yisrael. That when the Jewish people are Shomer, the Shabbos, that Shmir Shabbos on the part of the Jewish people is Mashpia onto Shabbos. Shabbos is the Mushpa, Shabbos is the Nekeva. But Shabbos Bayom is the Bechina of Zohar, because Shabbos now, He Atzma Mashpia Kedusha Al Yisrael. Because Yisrael is Zohar to Mekadish the Shabbos, and now the Shabbos turns around and says, you know what, quid pro quo, I will be Mashpia, my Kedusha on Klal Yisrael. So there are two Shabbosos together. One is the Kedushas Klal Yisrael that sanctifies the Shabbos, and then there's the Kedusha of the Shabbos itself that sanctifies Klal Yisrael. It's a two-way street. It's two arrows that go in both directions. And that's the Es Shabbos Osai Tishmoru, indicated by the Lashon Rabim, to be kolel the two Shabbosos. One, the Shabbos that was sanctified by Klal Yisrael, and that's Shomar, by guarding, safeguarding the Shabbos at night. And now that we have the first Kedusha of the Shabbos that was sanctified as a Kala HaMushpas, now the Shabbos itself is Mekadish Klal Yisrael, and that's the second element of Kedushas, of Kedushas Shabbos, to be Mashpia Kedusha on Klal Yisrael. Two elements of Shabbos, of Zohar Nekeva, of Mashpia and Mushpa, of Kuvva Asei and Shevi Al Taseh really reflect the two dimensions of Shabbos, in which Shabbos, on the one hand, we are the active element, and Shabbos, on the other hand, we are passive, and we receive the sanctity of the Shabbos. And these two dimensions of active and passive are reflected by the pasuk that says Vishamru b'nei Yisrael. Shamru means a mahalach of shmira. Shmira means to safeguard that which you already have. That's b'shevi al taseh. And then the pasuk continues and says lasos zashabbos. That indicates the kumva say the asiya b'fal. And this is already pointed out by the Sfarno, who writes, Vishomru Neisos Shabbos Bolam Azel Lasos Shabbos Biyom Shekulo Shabbos. The Shabbos in Olam Azel is going to make the Shabbos of Olam Abba. And he goes on to tell us, based on the tour, the Gimel Tefilos Keneged Gimel Shabbosos, Laila Keneged Shabbos Breishis, Shabbos Keneged Matan Torah, Shabbos of Matan Torah, Mincha Keneged Shabbos Shel Asid Lavo, that Leil Shabbos is Keneged Shabbos Breishis, means that Shabbos of Nekeba, Yonekes Kedushas Umushpas, Mea Kedusha Shpia Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabbos Breishis. Here Shabbos, as an entity, almost as a living personality, is passive, receiving the Shefa, receiving its Hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia, the Shabbos of Breishis. Then we have Shabbos by day, which corresponds to the Shabbos of Matan Torah, which represents the Avod of Klal Yisrael, where they actively are Mashpia on the Shabbos, and now the Shabbos is ready to be Mashpia back on them, the boomerang theory that we mentioned earlier. And the avoda of these two Shabbosos Yachad, the Shabbos of Breishis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, and the Shomer is B'Shevi Al Taseh, and the Shabbos by day, which is the Shabbos in which we, Klal Yisrael, take the active initiative in Kumvaseh of Zohar to be Mashpia, now the Shabbos itself becomes complete with its perfect Kedusha. And now we get to the third level of Liyasid Lavo Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And that's what it means when the Pasuk says, Lasos HaShabbos L'Dorotzam Bris Olam. And Chazal say that's a reference to Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So the third Shabbos, which is Shabbos Liyasid Lavo, is Mikoach HaShpo HaShlemo Shel Kedusha Shabbos. And that reaches its fruition and its expression in the framework of Mincha, Bis'achtus, Beis, Shabbosos, Yachad, meaning when we take the Shabbos as the Mushpa, which receives its Kedusha from Hashem, and then we mashpi on the Shabbos, Bekumva Seh, through the Zohar element, and now Shabbos takes on an entity, becomes a full, shall we say, living entity that could generate Kedusha. That's going to reach its fruition in the third tefillah, which is Keneged the Shabbos Shlishis Lasid Lavo, which is this Achdus, the Yachad of the Nekeva of Friday night with the Zohar of Shabbos by day, with the Kedusha of Shabbos that is B'Shevi Al Taseh B'Bchinas Nekeva and Shomar, and with Shabbos as a full blasted entity of Kedusha, as its sanctity was generated by Klal Yisrael in the active way, Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, taking these two elements together and integrating them, we're ready for the perfect Shabbos Liyasid Lavo. And if we can add here the Mahalach of the Michtav Melio, as we said earlier, that Shabbos by Mincha, which is connected to Shabbos Liyasid Lavo, means our Shmira Shabbos here in this world, in Olam Hazeh, Klal Yisrael will be Zocha to create a Shabbos of Kulo Shabbos of Liyasid Lavo, the third Shabbos, which is Shabbos Mincha, this Achdus of Shtei Shabbosos, the Duchra and the Nukva, the Zohar and the Shamar, that's going to engender a Shabbos that combines both elements of Maisa Breishis and Matan Torah. And now with that Hisachdus, with that total integration of all the elements that make up the Shabbos, the two Kedushos, and we're talking about Maisa Breishis, we're talking about Matan Torah, we're talking about the Shabbos as a Mushpa, the Shabbos as a Mashpia, after we take the active role and be Mashpia, because the energy and the Avoda that we got from Matan Torah, together that integration, A plus B equals a brand new entity, which is Shabbos Li'asid Lava. So we see that Shabbos pushes forward. At Mincha time already, Shabbos is spilling forward. Whether it's spilling forward to Li'asid Lavo, whether it's spilling forward to the next 6 days of the Sheish Yimei Ma'aseh of the week to come, it now, as a result of this, is Achdus. The Shabbos is what is an amazing energy for us that cannot be contained. You know, when you put in too much energy into the, you know, the lid, you know, he pops the lid here also. It goes beyond the boundaries of Shabbos. And we begin to understand why Shabbos is written not only Shabsosai in Lashon Rabin, but also it's written as a Shabbos B'Lashon Yochid. The Yochid represents the total perfection, the Shlemus of Shabbos. Lasos HaShabbos L'Dorosom L'Yom Shekul Shabbos. Our Avodah on Shabbos begins on Friday night, and we are held responsible and obligated to be Mashpia, the Kedusha Shabbos, which at this point is low-key. It's the Bechina of Nukva. It's only a Shmira to safeguard the Shabbos, non-active, shall we say, Malach on Shabbos, and that rest is a Bechina of being, of now taking the active role to be Mashpia, the Kedusha of Shabbos, and that reaches its fruition on Shabbos day when we become Zohar, when we become the full-fledged Mashpia element. Now this Achdus is going to create both the Mashpia and the Mushpia, the two dimensions of Shabbos, together as one entity. And in that way, to be Mamid, Toldos Ruchnius, to have an impact on the week to come. It becomes clear now why Rav Shlomo Alkabetz in L'chadodi switched the order of the sequence of the parashias, and instead of quoting Zohar from Yisro and then Shomar from Vaschanan, he switched it around Shomar v'Zohar, because our avoda on Shabbos starts with Shomar, that the Shabbos itself is an akeva, and that generates an obligation at night to be mashpia. And that's the Bechina of Shomar Kodim L'Zachar. Shomar has to come first, and then Zachar. The Shabbos Zachar, which is by day, follows the Shabbos Nekeva by night. So it's very Meduyak when he says, Shomar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad. Shomar is a reference to the female element, and that's going to be Mashpia. That's going to be our responsibility, Mashpia Kedusha on the female. And then, when we get to Shabbos by day, the Zohar element in which we were Mashpia on the Shabbos now gives the Shabbos the ability to transfer itself from the Keva, from being a Mushpa, to a Zohar, to be a Mashpia. So the Chadodi of Shomer V'Zohar means that first starts night and then starts day. That's the Seder Avodah. Now let's look once again at Mincha, which is B'Lashon Bam. We saw the Magen Avraham. Bam represents the total integration of Ba, the Keva, and Bo, the Zohar. Meaning Shomer, the Zohar, equals Bam. We finally get to this Achdus, the total unity of both Mashpia and Mushpa. That's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is the Rosh of the Echad, is the secret of oneness, of unity. What are we celebrating on Shabbos? Unification of Ba and Bam. And now, let's take a look at a piece from Rav Pinchus. This is from the Sefer Shabbos Malkisa. In Chelek Gimel, he has an essay called Zochres Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. And he writes beautifully that the Avodah Ma'asit of Shabbos, the way we observe Shabbos, our responsibility is much different than it is on all the other days called Mikrei Kodesh that are sanctified. With regard to all of the sanctifications, we have the mitzvahs that are unique to those days. We have Sukkot with all its mitzvahs and Shavuos, and we have Pesach with all its mitzvahs. And the purpose is to be mamshich, the shefa, the skula of that day. And those are the mitzvos miyuchedes, hamiyuchados, l'chol moedim on Shabbos. We don't have any special mitzvos. And basically Shabbos looks like a yontif, minus all the special mitzvos. And the Gemara, as we've seen in Shabbos Taf Yud, Matana Tov Yeshli Beis Gnozai v'Shabbos Shema, Shabbos is given as a matana. The element of ishtadlus is really lacking in Shabbos. And this approach is very different than that which we saw in the Michtam Eliyahu, whereas we enter into Shabbos, and Shabbos is Mechinas Nekeva. Keep in mind that according to Michtam Eliyahu, we become obligated to actively be Mekadish to Shabbos. And based on the Michtam Eliyahu, we saw Reb David Cohen from Chevron, who developed that idea and fleshed it out here. In this particular essay of Reb Shimon Pinkus, we're talking about a different approach, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the day of Shabbos as a Shefa Shel Bracha, and we have no Hishtadlus, no special mitzvah. We just have to receive the Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about. The Shabbos is a Kvi of a Kaimi Shabbos. That's Gemara Chulin. And Kvi of a Kaimi means that the Shabbos is engendered from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all Avodah, in all Kedusha in this world, we need the act of man. Man is the active agent. Man has to sanctify Eretz Yisrael, for example, Kedushas Makom, Yoshua Bin Nun, in the case of the first Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, in the case of Yerushalayim and Migdash, it was David, it was Shlomo. In the case of the Moadim, it's Bezdin that represents Klal Yisrael to Mekadesh the Chodesh. HaChodesh is Elohim Rosh Chodashim. In all Kedushos, man plays the active element, the active role. And especially in Moadim, where we and our Bezdin sanctifies the day. However, when it comes to Shabbos, in contrast, it's Kvi of Akaima. The Kedusha was given to man. And that Kedusha was given to man by Hashem from Sheish Yismei Habereishis, from the beginning of creation. Shabbos is different. All the Kedushos, Hema Eichus Shel Kedusha Kol Achas Lefi Ma'alosa, every Kedusha has its own unique personality. Shabbos, He Kedushas Hashem Yisparach Bi'atzmo, Kaviyochol. Shabbos is the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no need for differentiating between one Shabbos, another Shabbos, one part of Shabbos, another part of Shabbos. You know, it's not like, you know, difference between Nisan and Tishrei, and every single entity of Kedusha is different and unique. Here, the Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Himself. And therefore, all we have to do is enter into the Shabbos. Once we enter into the Shabbos, we experience HaKadosh Baruch Himself. There's nothing in the universe on Shabbos except for Him. The entire universe is Shoves. It means Bittel. The Metzius, the entity of the universe, is really basically Bottel. It becomes absolutely frozen and passive. That's called Shvisa. The king is left alone. Bittif Arto. The Melech Bittif Arto. The Kedusha that reveals itself on Shabbos is the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Melech B'tif Arto. Hu Yisparach Kadosh Mitzad Atzmo, Vehu Mekar Kedusha Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos is not something that is initiated by man like all other Kedushos, but rather it's the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'atzmo. And therefore man plays nothing more than a secondary, or shall we say, a passive role receiving the Shabbos. There's no special mitzvah on Shabbos. There's no action which has to, but on the part of man that has to sanctify the Shabbos. Shabbos comes as matana. Shabbos is the Shechina. What Maisa do we have on Shabbos? Only one. And that's Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Says Rav Pinchas, what is that mitzvah? Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? Lizkar Sha'achshav Shabbos. Every moment of Shabbos, we remember today is Shabbos. Hu Yom HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to aspire to receive the gift of Shabbos. Sometimes you give a gift, but the recipient doesn't receive the gift. Hashem has Matana Tova in the Beis Kenozai, and He's Mevakesh, He wants to give it to Klal Yisrael. We have to accept that great gift. And if we don't accept that great gift, if we're Mechal Shabbos Chas V'Sholem, we're Mevatel the entire Matana of Shabbos. We're like throwing it back in the face of HaKadosh Baruch who gave it to us. Shabbos is a great Matana, and we have to accept it. That's our Kabbalah Shabbos. And for 24 hours plus, we have to be cognizant of the Shabbos, that Zochar Yom HaShabbos, remember the Shabbos, link up to the Shabbos, Lo La'asiach Daitom in HaShabbos. We have to be, as we say in Yiddish, Ligin Im Dem Shabbos. We have to live in the Shabbos itself. Our Achila, Ashtia, our Tiul, whatever we do, wherever we go, the Shulchan on Shabbos is the Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem for 24 hours plus Tosefes Shabbos. We are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost a longer Shmoneh Esrei, a long Shmoneh Esrei. If Tefilas Amida means Omed Lifnei Hashchina, then Shabbos is a Tefilas Amida for 24 hours plus, because we are Omed Lifnei HaMelech. We're in the presence of the King, and our avoda is to be aware of that constantly. Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Don't forget for one second. Don't distract yourself from the Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. He's Megalah Shechina to us. He comes to be with us on Shabbos. Shabbos envelops us in that special ambiance of the Matana Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Kedusha Shabbos, which is, as we said before, the Kedusha of Hu Yisbarach V'Atzmo. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is with us, the Melech Malchi Amlochim. And amongst the songs that we sing on Shabbos, we say Shabbos Hayom Lashem. We sing Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Everything has to remind us of the Shabbos. We don't sing on Pesach, 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 Pesach. All the Zmiris on Pesach deal with Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, they deal with Malchus Shamayim. On Shabbos, the Piyutim deal with the Shabbos itself. Yom Zemechubim Mikol Yomim. The Shabbos itself. To remember the Shabbos. Because Shabbos itself is the Ketusha Gedola. It is Kaviyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Shefa Brachos, the Matana Mishamayim of Shabbos, is a result of the fact that Shabbos Kaviyochal is Hashem. Shabbos, therefore, is radically different than all the Moadim. All the Moadim have a Kedushas Mitzvah. Shabbos is a Kedusha of Hashem Yisparach, of Hashem himself. Shabbos, he Hashar, L'Kedushas Hashem Yisparach B'miyuchad. What do we take away from the Shabbos? Well, that's a subjective question. That depends what we're able to integrate into our souls. What we can absorb from the Hashvas Hashchin of Shabbos. We have Shmira Shabbos and we observe the Shabbos by refraining from Allah. We have Shchira Shabbos and we're constantly reminded of Shavah. With an active Machshav in which we link up to the Kedusha Shabbos. To embrace the Shabbos. The Metzius of Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos. And Shmira Shabbos will allow all of the Kedusha to penetrate into our souls and sanctify us and uplift us if we are Shomer Shabbos properly, Shomer V'Zochar B'Dibur Echad. If we're aware throughout Shabbos that we are Omed Lifnei HaMelech, that we're actually standing in the presence of the King, if we can convert Shabbos into a day of Dveikus B'Hashem Yisbarach, if we can convert every single dimension of our lives on Shabbos and direct it towards Shmirah Shabbos, towards remembering the Shabbos, then the Kedusha, that unbelievable, awesome Kedusha of Shabbos, will uplift us. It will connect our Neshamas with Shamayim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It will allow our Neshamas the training and the preparation that they need for enjoying the Oneg of Me'ein Olam Haba, of Tzadikim, Yoshev, Venenim, Miziv HaShechina. We have to do our part of Zachar, in order to achieve our Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is the source of Dveikus. Shabbos is Mashpia Kedusha on us. It gives us the ability and the power to face all of what we call Pig'ei HaChulim. All the challenges of secular mundane days of the week. And therefore, when we enter into Shabbos, we have to realize this is the day in which we fortify ourselves. Through the Shmir of Shabbos, through the Zechir of Shabbos, through Advekus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to fortify ourselves with a Kedusha sanctity that will project us through the week to come, Yiratzah may it be His will, that we understand the Shabbos, appreciate its greatness, that we sing the songs of Shabbos, knowing very well that Shabbos is the Noam of the Neshama. Shabbos is the Oneg of the Ruach. It's the Eden of the Neshamos. Lis Adain Bavoscha V'Yiroscha. Shabbos Kodesh Nafshi Cholas Avosecha. We desire the Shabbos. We long for the Shabbos. But in the end, the Shabbos and Yitzhak Hashem will do more for us than we can do for it. We'll try to be Mashpia on the Shabbos. But then the Shabbos bounces back and is Mashpia on us. Keni Ratzon Omni.